Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Verse Number 7. O Creator of the Universe, You are our Mother, Well-Wisher, Lord, Father, Spiritual Master, and Worshipable Deity. By following in Your footsteps, we have become successful in every respect. We pray, therefore, that You continue to bless us with Your mercy. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. The All-Good Personality Godhead, being the Creator of the universe, also plans for the good of all living beings. The good living beings are advised by the Lord to follow His advice, and by doing so, they become successful in all spheres of life. There is no need to worship any deity but Krishna, but the Lord. The Lord is all-powerful, and if He is satisfied by our obedience unto His lotus feet, He is competent to bestow upon us all the kinds of blessings for the successful execution of both our material and spiritual lives. For attaining spiritual existence, the human form is a chance for all to understand our eternal relation with God. Our relation with Him is eternal. It can neither be broken nor vanquished. It may be forgotten for the time being, but it can be revived also by the grace of the Lord if we follow His injunctions, which are revealed in the scriptures of all times and all places. So here's one verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada. If we repeat this every day, in fact, it should be mandatory to repeat it every day. So it goes deep into our mind and our intelligence and soul to purify all of our misconceptions. Understand that the real principle of success, either materially and spiritually, is to follow Krishna's advice. And more than advice is something you may take or may not take. But an injunction is something you must follow. Can you look up the meaning of injunction? Make sure that that's a fact. I-N-J-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. Because Prabhupada uses that word injunction in the last line of the purport. It says, it may be forgotten for the time being, but it can be revived also by the grace of the Lord if we follow His injunctions, which are revealed in the scriptures of all times and all places. What's it say? Authoritative warning or order. See, it's something you have to follow. You can't say authoritative warning or order. Yeah, you have to follow it. That's why he uses that word injunction. Before he said advice, but then in the end here, he says injunction. The good living beings are advised by the Lord to follow His good advice. But then in the end he says, it may be forgotten for the time being, but it can be revived also by the grace of the Lord if we follow His injunctions, which are revealed in the scriptures of all times and all places. Yeah, so we can't avoid this word. In other words, there's no choice. We may find so many reasons to say, oh, there's many other ways, but actually there's only one way. You have to follow the Lord's injunctions. he's giving it as good advice, but actually it's an injunction. It's something you must follow. And it's a warning that if you don't, then you'll be a failure materially and spiritually. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this is a type of verse and purport we should put up in a poster in the temple. Can you do that, Daniel? Make a poster of this verse and purport. What? Okay, good. Yeah, it's always good to learn something new. Hari Bol, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.